Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, I spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine to offer the continued support of the UK.
Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died.
The idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Breaking news, and the World Health Organization has just released a report estimating that 15 million deaths occurred globally due to the pandemic, around triple the current estimates.
Vive la République! Et vive la France!
This is now a global North greenwash festival, a 2-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the new series of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
After the US Supreme Court overturned constitutional protections for abortion, after the shootings in Buffalo and Texas, at a time of record inflation, and as new polling this week shows that 85% of the US public thinks the country is going in the wrong direction. How do you explain this to those people who feel the country is going in the wrong direction, including some of the leaders you've been meeting with this week, who think that when you put all of this together, it amounts to an America that is going backward?
Abortion was made legal across the US after a landmark legal ruling in 1973, often referred to as the Roe v. Wade case. Now the US Supreme Court, the nation's most senior legal body, has overturned that right. 26 conservative states are either certain or considered likely to introduce new abortion restrictions or bans. Writing for the court majority, Justice Samuel Alito said that the 1973 Roe ruling and repeated subsequent high court decisions reaffirming Roe, quote, must be overruled because they were, quote, egregiously wrong, the arguments exceptionally weak, and so damaging that they amounted to an abuse of judicial authority. The decision, most of which was leaked in early May, means that abortion rights will be rolled back in nearly half of the states immediately, with more restrictions likely to follow. For all practical purposes, abortion will not be available in large swaths of the country. The decision may well mean, too, that the court itself, as well as the abortion question, will become a focal point in the upcoming fall elections and in the fall and thereafter. The decision has caused a social media uproar, as well as having many people protest across the world expressing their anger at the decision. And next.
As an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
As an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Under the Constitution.
Under the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And laws of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Now, on behalf of all of the members of the court, I am pleased to welcome Justice Jackson to the court and to our common calling.
Ketanji Brown Jackson has been sworn in as the newest Associate Supreme Court Justice, becoming the first black woman to serve the nation's highest court. The appointment follows one of the most consequential Supreme Court terms in recent memory, with significant rulings on abortion and gun rights. Ms. Jackson, aged 51, will replace Justice Stephen Breyer, joining the court's three-member liberal minority. The former public defender joins the court at a tumultuous period in its history. The nine-member court is currently split between six Republican-appointed justices and three picked by Democrats. In recent weeks, it delivered several blockbuster decisions, overturning the 50-year-old Roe v. Wade decision on abortion, striking down a New York law restricting gun-carrying rights, and limiting the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's power to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States. But we've made it.
The lifetime appointment will likely see Ms. Jackson on the bench for decades, but will not shift the current ideological balance of the court. The addition of Ms. Jackson to the court means that its liberal minority, with Justice Elena Kagan and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, will be made up entirely of women. We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. Every day, we read or hear news reports of anger, distrust, and division. America is deeply polarized. On Let's Find Common Ground, listen to the opposite. Remarkable, innovative people who are working to bridge differences and reach an understanding with those who see the world differently than they do. You'll hear from politicians, scholars, activists, journalists, and everyday people. They share their personal stories about finding common ground on race, the environment, criminal justice reform, and many other controversial topics. New podcast episodes are released every 2 weeks. Join hosts Richard Davies and Ashley Milne-Tite for Let's Find Common Ground. Find every episode on commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hong Kong is under tight security as it marks 25 years of handover with Chinese President Xi Jinping in attendance. This is Mr. Xi's first trip outside of mainland China since early 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic. He will be present as former police Chief John Lee is sworn in as Hong Kong's new chief executive. Mr. Lee replaces Carrie Lam, a contentious leader under whom Hong Kong saw huge pro-democracy protests and China's influence grew. The anniversary itself was often marked by protests, but these have been muted since the introduction in 2020 of a security law that has stifled free speech and dissent. Various official events celebrating the handover will be held across the city on Friday, a public holiday. They typically culminate in firework display over Victoria Harbour. In his speech, President Xi said, "After weathering the storm, Hong Kong has been reborn of fire and has emerged with bubbling vitality."
"风险挑战，历经风雨后，" 香港浴火重生，呈现出蓬勃的生机。
Mr. Xi's visit this year has led to tight security, with the city deploying plainclothes officers and special constables drafted from prison guards and immigration forces. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world.Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say.Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.